From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to thank you for being there by the radio on this Tuesday edition of the Living Truth broadcast. This week, we are looking at the effect of God's Word. The effect of God's Word. And, you know, we could look at many passages of Scripture in the Word of God that would give us this teaching. But this week, we are studying from Joshua chapter 1, and as I introduced this particular series yesterday, I mentioned that Joshua was now just about ready to begin leading the children of Israel across the Jordan River and into the Promised Land. Keep in mind that Moses had died. Moses had led Israel for 40 years, and now it was Joshua's responsibility. God had selected Joshua to take on this great responsibility of leading the children of Israel into that land of promise that God gave to them. And what a place it was. And yet, they had to go in and drive out the inhabitants of the land, godless people, people who did not know God, people who did not have a respect for God. And truly, it was a great task. And, of course, we know that this great task began with, number one, crossing the Jordan River, which was a great feat in those days, as well as them conquering the great city of Jericho. And so God was telling Joshua what he needed to do to be successful. And what God said to Joshua is what you and I need to hear today. In our life as Christians, and in our ministry, whatever it may be, what God said to Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, concerning the effect of God's Word is very applicable to you and to me today. And we need to see to it that by the grace of God, we apply the principles that God gave Joshua to our lives today. Note what verses 8 and 9 of Joshua chapter 1 say. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. God was giving instruction directly to Joshua, and he was telling him the effect of his word. And as I look at these two verses, there are five things that I see that I want us to discuss this week. Number one, God's word provides good taste. Number two, God's word provides good thinking. Number three, God's word provides good teaching. Number four, God's Word provides good thriving. And finally, God's Word provides good toughness. We're going to be looking at those points this week. First of all, God's Word provides good taste. Look at the first part of Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. God said to Joshua, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth." Now, when God spoke of the book of the law, he was talking about the first five books of the Old Testament to Joshua. That is Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And that's all that Joshua had in those days, you see. And yet in those five books are all the principles that are later on elaborated upon the Word of God. In fact, when you study through Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 12, you can see in those 12 chapters doctrinal principles that are elaborated upon throughout the rest of the Scripture. You know, there are some Bible colleges and some Christian ministries today that put very little emphasis on the first 11 chapters of the book of Genesis. And yet, they should, because in those 11 chapters, God lays out all the doctrinal truths that are elaborated upon throughout the rest of the Word of God. And of course, the reason why many eliminate it is because they don't know if they can really believe in a literal creation. They don't know if they can believe in a literal flood and so forth and so on. But you see, God did speak in this universe came into existence. The flood was real. It was universal. And we cannot neglect those first 11 chapters. And then, of course, you come into the chapter 12 of the book of Genesis. He talks about God's promise to the nation of Israel through Abram. And so, you know, what we see is that the first five books of the Old Testament are very effective, very applicable to Joshua and to us. And Joshua was told to make sure that the book of the law did not depart out of his mouth. Now, of course, today, for us, that would apply to not only the first five books of the Old Testament, but all 66 books of the Bible. We are to make sure that God's word does not depart out of our mouth. Now, that's an interesting statement, don't you think? This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. I have marveled over that down through the years. What does it mean? What is God saying to Joshua? Well, I think that what he is saying is that the book of the law, or in our day, the word of God, is very, very applicable to everything that you and I do. It is to be a part of our life. For instance, take a look at the inside of your mouth. What do you see in there? You see your tongue. You see your teeth. You see your tonsils, right? And those are all effective and essential parts of your life. You really could not live very well without them. And so as I look at that passage, when it says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, it's, to me, it's saying God's word is essential to your life. But as it is essential to our life, it provides good taste. The Word of God is a good thing to meditate upon. The Word of God is like a great meal in the evening, or a great breakfast in the morning, is it not? Remember Jeremiah, over in Jeremiah chapter 15 and verse 16. And I think of this passage of Scripture so many, many times as it relates to the good taste of the Word of God. Jeremiah chapter 15 and verse 16, where we find that Jeremiah said this. He said, thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Now, Jeremiah was not talking about literally eating the word of God, but he was talking about meditating upon God's word, digesting the Word of God, spending time in God's Word. And he said that the Word of God was the joy and the rejoicing of his heart. The Word of God brings good taste. You know, I know a lot of Christians today who really, well, they're not too joyful. In fact, as you look at them, you see that they're practically joyless. And you begin to ask the question, why is it? They know the Lord Jesus, they're saved, they're on the way to heaven, but yet they're not filled with joy. They're filled with bitterness, they're filled with anxiety, they're filled with attitudes that are not really godly attitudes. Why? The answer is simple. They've not tasted the goodness of the Word of God. What about you? Have you tasted the goodness of the Word of God today? Do you love the Word of God? Do you spend time in the Word of God? You know, I love to pick up this Bible and read it. If you were to come to my house today, you would find that in every room there is at least one Bible, many multiple Bibles. And the reason is because when I want to read it, I don't have to go look for it. I know where it is. It's right by my chair, or right by my bed, or whatever the case is. I love having the Bible around, because I love to read the Word of God. It brings joy in the time of sorrow. It brings strength in the time of weakness. It brings direction in the time of confusion. It brings comfort in the time of stress. I love the Word of God. Now, you may not be a Christian, and so you might not understand how the Word of God brings joy to our lives. And so today, I would encourage you to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and ask Him to save you. But you also may be a Christian, and you don't really understand how the Word of God tastes good and brings joy. Why is that? Well, it's probably because you don't give it the opportunity to bring joy in your life. You don't taste it. You seldom read it. You don't memorize it. You don't study it. You don't spend time in it. Beloved, I want to encourage you on this Tuesday, if you're a Christian, to determine to be in the Word of God. Taste it and see how good it is. The Bible says in Psalm 19, it is sweeter than the honey and the honeycomb. It does indeed bring joy and rejoicing into our lives, reminding us of who we are in Christ and how God will provide for us because we are in Christ. Yes, the effect of God's Word is that it brings good taste. I'm talking about spiritual taste. I'm talking about divine taste. And I would encourage you to see to it that on a regular basis you are in the Word of God so that you will know the joy and the rejoicing that it gives to you. God's Word provides good taste. The Lord willing, tomorrow we will note that God's Word provides good thinking. So I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen? Indeed, amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.